Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Why did God create you? He created you to share in his own divine life. He created you to become like him and live with him forever. And that's holiness. That's what it means to be a saint. But we think holiness is vague. It's not. And the Sermon on the Mount spells it out clearly. I really encourage you tonight, tomorrow, read Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount. Everything Jesus teaches there, the Beatitudes, prayer, forgiveness, purity, trust, generosity, love of enemies, that's what it means to be holy. And it's a portrait of a person fully alive. Saint Irenaeus famously said, "The glory of God is man fully alive." So over the next few weeks, we're going to walk step by step through the Sermon on the Mount, not just to study it, but to practice it, to become it, because God made you to be fully alive. And the Sermon on the Mount shows us exactly what to do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our second mystery. God designed every human person with an exquisite design. And the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus simply revealing that design to us. God designed our intellect to know the truth, our emotions to prompt us to the good and resist evil, and our will to choose what is good, not to destroy ourselves or others. He designed marriage for faithful love and the joy of family. He designed us to speak the truth instead of gossip, to forgive instead of resent, to pray instead of trying to live as though everything depended on us, to trust our Father instead of living with fear and anxiety, to be generous rather than becoming slaves to money, and to love not only our friends, but even our enemies. And Jesus summed up this amazing design with the golden rule: always treat others as you would like them to treat you. That's why, at the very beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "I haven't come to abolish the law or the prophets. I came to remind you of your beautiful design, and I came to help you live it." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Third mystery. The Sermon on the Mount reveals our design, and living according to that design makes you more free, not less. But too many people erroneously think that God's moral laws or the church's teachings restrict our freedom, but nothing could be further from the truth. God didn't give us the Sermon on the Mount to make us less free, but more. Jesus tells us not to hate because hatred makes you less free, not more. He tells us not to lust because use makes us less free, not more. He tells us to forgive because resentment imprisons the soul. And he tells us not to worry because anxiety steals the peace of those children who should trust God their Father. And he tells us to love our enemies because evil just begets more evil, whereas love makes you free and powerful. The moral law does not take away our freedom. It is the path to freedom. To live the moral law is to live according to our design, and to break that law is to break your design. It's to break yourself. And then you are less free, not more. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The Sermon on the Mount shows us what to live, and it's our very design. And to live it makes us more free, not less. But you can't do it by willpower alone. And Jesus never intended us to do that. He gives us his own life in baptism. He actually comes to live in our soul, and he nourishes his life within us in the Eucharist, and heals and restores that life in reconciliation. And he sends the Holy Spirit to inspire and carry us. Only Christ can live the Sermon on the Mount through us. And that's exactly what he desires to do. So receive him as often as you can in the Eucharist, and go frequently to confession, and let the Son of God live through you so that you can live fully alive. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. The sacraments, especially the Eucharist and reconciliation, give us Jesus, so that Jesus can live the Sermon on the Mount through us. But the Catechism in paragraph 1128 reminds us that the fruits of the sacraments depend on the disposition of the one who receives them. That means we have to learn to cooperate with Jesus whom we receive in the sacraments. And how? By three things. Meditation, a resolution, and an examination of conscience. Meditation, a resolution, and an examination of conscience. Every day, read or listen to the Word of God, like we're doing right here, and then think about it. Ask the Holy Spirit what He's saying to you, and apply it honestly to your life. Then make one concrete resolution. make the choice to live what Jesus has shown you. And then at the end of every day or the beginning of the next, do an examination. Ask yourself, did I remember my resolution? Did I even practice it? This is how we make progress. Daily meditation, a resolution, an examination of conscience. And over the next few weeks, with the help of Mary and the Rosary, we're going to walk right through the Sermon on the Mount, step by step. And each day we'll think about one part, and each day we'll choose to live one part. And then we'll practice it. And little by little, Christ will form His life within us. And that is how saints are made. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, we are blessed to have with us Nick Morrison, who is part of the School of Faith team and really works one-on-one with our members to help them live this simple way of life more fully. And Nick, I have to admit that I had you in mind when I put this meditation together, because our last point, you know, because you were an officer in the Marines. So our last point was that every day you need your MRE.
Oh my goodness.
Meditation, resolution, examination of conscience. It's true, right?
It is true.
And this MRE is a lot better than the ones you had to take part in.
It's better for you. That's for sure.
It's okay if you get sick of us typecasting you as a Marine.
It's okay.
We know that you're so much more than that.
Hey, but it is. It is a spiritual war, and we are building ground troops. We're forming ground troops, so you're perfectly suited.
That's true. That's true. And we have an air wing, too.
Mm-hmm. I've even said the best thing about war is that it makes a very good metaphor. It's really the only good thing about war, but it's a very good metaphor.
So let me ask both of you, what caught your attention with this meditation as we launch into the Sermon on the Mount?
One thing I always love being Catholic is the very concrete truths of the faith and the call to live out these truths.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved your point that the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus, the truth, the way, and the life, showing us how to live the truth, how to live the way, how to live the life. And that while we cannot do it on our own, we still have that calling to live out the Sermon on the Mount. And also, it's actually how we are designed. And we're going to be more free and fully alive and happy if we do it. Yeah. It's not, to your point, it's not restricting our freedom. It actually makes us more free. And yes, and while in this world, there's still going to be suffering, but you can still find happiness and joy amidst the suffering. And we have the saints to look to remind ourselves of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you could relate to this more than anyone, Nick. The experience that God has looking at us, trying to explain the Sermon on the Mount, trying to explain how we're designed, in the sense that you're trying to explain constantly to your three boys the simplest moral principles. And you know, obviously, when you're telling them this, that they would be so much happier doing it, but also watching them not do it. I mean, I think about all of the experiences of like a little kid, all of the big fights I had, and I was making myself miserable all the time. And I almost wish I could go back and tell myself, you don't have to be fighting about that. You don't have to be sad at this party as a little kid or what have you. If you just look past it, you would actually be really, really happy, but you've made yourself miserable. And yet I can't, I'll be talking with one of my nephews and I'll say, oh, if you just give him the ball for maybe 5 minutes, you'll get it back in 5 minutes and then you'll both be happy. And it's like the hardest thing to explain. I think about that all the time with the Sermon on the Mount or all of these things where it's God gives us the simplest rules and we'd be so happy if we did it. But he's looking at us like little kids, like, how do I explain this to you?
Yeah. You know, as we launch into this series, I've literally been teaching the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount for more than 30 years. And as we started again, it just struck me, all I need to do is just memorize this and try to practice it.
We have the benefit of not being four-year-olds.
Yeah, though most of the time I'm acting like a four-year-old.
I feel like a four-year-old. I think like a four-year-old most of the time.
I think God calls us his children because just like how I look at my boys sometimes and think, what are they doing? God probably looks at us a lot and thinks, what are they doing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But at the same time, we get to share in the mission of God the Father and of Jesus by helping each other to live the Sermon on the Mount. And really, for the next month, this is what our focus is going to be. We're going to try to help ourselves, but everyone praying with us to live the Sermon on the Mount. And you get the great privilege of actually contacting people and working with them one-on-one to do this, to live this great teaching.
And that's why I love the movement of the Holy Family, because we have those seven habits that are helping you build friendship with Jesus, who therefore will help you live the Sermon on the Mount. But you have to live it every day. But it's going to make you happier. If you do it, you are going to be transformed and you're going to be more happy if you do it. But you have to do it every day.
Yeah, we're just saying, I mean, a kid is only as good as their parents. And we're only as good as our relationship with God. I mean, you're not going to get better if you're not close to him in that sense.
Nick, what would you say is the best part of contacting our members and working with them on this path to holiness?
You know, typically when I first reach out to someone, I always ask them, I'd love to hear your spiritual story. And I always love that initial conversation because you learn about how they came into the Catholic faith, the ups and downs in their life. And as they talk, either they know explicitly or implicitly, it comes up how God has helped them in their own struggles in their own life. And they know they need God. And then you ask about, okay, what is your daily habit of prayer look like? And you can help them develop ways of growing closer to the one that's helped them throughout their life.
Yes. You know, often we get so caught up in life, we kind of forget all that God has done.
Yeah.
But when someone else asks us and we have to tell the story, our own story, we're reminded, wow, God has worked in my life. Mm-hmm. And then it helps us to go forward. So this is why we need spiritual friendship. And this is the great, it's a privilege of what you get to do.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what we're trying to do with all our members. Help them live this friendship with Jesus and then go live that friendship with others. Well, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for being part of the team. And thanks for the conversation. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.